And we're back. This is David John Oates, and we are just finished looking at reversals on the Jonathan Reed alien story. We did comparisons between a fake story and a real story, and now we are going to go to my son, Michael John Oates, who has been doing some amazing work finding reversals in music over the last couple of weeks. Michael's been working very, very hard on this, and he's got some great examples to present to us. And for those of you trying to pick up the live video feed, the video feed is back up. It's working fine, except there is no audio. So that's what the problem was. We're having a conflict between our video and our audio. We'll get that problem resolved next week. So you can probably pick up the video feed in on the one player and pick up the real audio from broadcast.com on another. You just have to have two versions of the real player up and running, and then you can see both of them. So I wish you luck, and I'm sorry about this, but we will get it resolved in time. All right, let us go and say hello to Michael. How are you, Michael?
Not too bad, Dad.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
And you've been out here living with me in the States now for 3 months, right?
Yep, just 3 months.
Yeah, and what's it like? What do you think about living in the States compared to Melbourne, Australia?
Wow, it's so different over here.
Yeah, what's the thing that you find to be the most difference? I mean, just think, what are some of the things that have stuck out to you in the 3 months that you've been here?
Just little things, like walking on footpaths, like, you know, how cars in America drive on the wrong side of the road compared to Australia.
Right.
That works the same on footpaths as well.
I'm
walking on the footpath, and I'm bumping into all these people because they're used to driving on the right side of the road.
Right.
But I'm, you know, used to driving on the left side of the road.
You know, when I first came to the States, I found myself probably a half a dozen times actually pulling out on the wrong side of the road, you know, when you're driving, because you're so used to driving on the Australian side. And the worst part is crossing the road, because, I mean, as a pedestrian, that's the thing that I found the hardest, because you look to one side and then look to the other, and you're expecting the car to come one way. And then I remember one time I walked out right in front of a bloody semi-trailer, and I jumped back just in time, but scared the living daylights out of me. All right, so Michael, you're interested in music, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love music.
And you're how old?
18.
So you're right in all the rage. I remember when I was 18, well, we won't even go there. Not on this show. All right. So, tell me about some of these songs and soundtracks that we're going to be playing this evening, Michael.
I've got a lot of reversals on Pearl Jam, a bit on Jeff Buckley, a bit on Nirvana.
Right. Is there any ones here that are your favourite?
I would say that Jeff Buckley's reversal is my favourite.
Right. Okay.
I know.
All right, well, let's get started on some of these, shall we? The first one we're going to play is what?
This first reversal is found on Kid Rock,
off
this song, I Am the Bull God.
All right, let's run this and see what we got. Boy, different music than I used to listen to. And backwards, what are we hearing here, Michael?
Rape Her and Masturbate.
Oh, we heard that on Molecular Whiskey last week, talking about Bill Clinton masturbating. Wow, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, what a reversal, man.
Okay, well, what do they say? The fundamentalists say sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was their music. All right, I hope the next one's clean, Michael. We can't put these over the air like this. Well, we'll get thrown off. Okay, what's the next one we're going to look at?
Well, the next one is fan off the very beautiful Fiona Apple.
Right.
And off her song Criminal.
Uh-huh.
And for what she says, what I need is a good defense. And backwards, she says what that defense is.
All right.
What I need is a good defense.
And what have we got here, Michael?
Back, but she says, this good pussy.
Now, hang on, young man. I told you we couldn't play this. What are you doing to me?
You see, it's 18-year-old ears. They just go out for those kind of stuff.
Right. Right. Lock this boy up, will you? Okay, let me... This is my son here. I see. All right, what are we... Huh? Oh, boy, the comments that are coming back to me in my headphones. Aren't you lucky, folks, we don't have the alternate audio feed working tonight. You can just see the picture. All right, what have we got coming up next, Michael?
Next song is on your music, Dad.
On my music?
The Doors.
Oh, right, yes. Jim Morrison and The Doors, my favourite. Okay, let's run this.
All right. Waiting for the...
Good music. Okay, that's The Doors and backwards. What have we got here, Michael?
Yeah, Reverse the Love.
Okay. Good, reversals. Wow. Hey, these are pretty good, young man. You know what? Actually, this is a historic first. This is the first time that any of these songs have ever been played backwards on the air, right?
Oh, really?
And sure, these are all modern, brand new stuff. Welcome, Michael and John Oates, the new backwards DJ. If anyone wants to speak to Michael, he's only going to be on the air until 9 o'clock, so you're going to have to call in immediately, 888 on radio. Give the guy a thrill. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. Wish him some luck, because we're going to have him on as a regular guest once every couple of months or so as he presents some of these latest ones on music. What have we got coming up next, Michael?
This is standoff Aussie singer, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, Kylie Minogue, I remember her.
Yes?
Yeah.
She sings with Jeff of the Bad Seeds.
The Bad Seeds?
Yeah.
It sounds like oats, doesn't it? Oats, we throw the seeds out everywhere. Sow your wild oats. The Bad Seeds.
The Good Seeds.
The Good Seeds. That joke fell flat. David, be quiet. All right.
Give me your love and sorrow.
Okay, what do we got here, Michael?
They have it on now. Walrus, sing that song I envy.
Oh, a long one. They have it on now. Walrus, sing that song I envy. What's Walrus got to do with this? That was the Beatles. I am the Walrus.
Yeah.
Okay, let's run this. Oh yeah. A little bit long, but I can hear it. These are some good dumps there, young Michael. You're not doing too bad here. Do you want a job working for me? All right. What have we got coming up next, Michael?
This is probably the clearest reversal I've found over the last 2 months.
Right.
It's found on Jeff Buckley, which is Rave. And backwards, he says, all hear me well, this I fear.
All right. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to hear this reversal as soon as we come back. This is David John Oates. My guest is Michael John Oates, and we're looking at reversals on music. Stand by.
Barraged by misinformation, myths, propaganda, and in some cases downright lies about your hormonal health or why your life is like living a permanent experience of PMS, migraines, chronic fatigue, emotional rage, or depression, it's no wonder that women are confused about matters relating to their bodies and health. Cheryl Selman, author of Hormone Heresy, reveals the shocking facts.
Hormones are very powerful substances. Begin tampering with nature's finely tuned messengers of life's processes, and you are asking for trouble.
Recent medical studies have shown that synthetic hormones used in HRT contribute to breast, ovarian, and uterine cancers. Hormone heresy will dispel the confusion and expose the truths that you would not be told by your doctor. Order today. Call 1-800-444-2524. Hormone Heresy is clearly written, highly informative, and provides facts and hidden medical research that will change your life. Call now. 1-800-444-2524. Are you or someone you love being put at risk? Call today. 1-800-444-2524.
This is David John Oates. We're back with Jeff Rensis, Sightings Reverse Speech Edition on Saturday night. My son is on the air, Michael John Oates, playing rehearsals, trying to get my show cancelled before it even gets started. what do we got next, Michael? We got this one, you Witches Rave by Jet Witches Rave. This sounds like one of those satanic reversals they all talk about. And he felt sick while we were making love. Here's the forward. And what's the reverse, Michael?
All hear me well, this I fear.
Ah, complementarity. Making love, he is afraid of it. Let's see. Oh, good reversal. Very clear. Good job. I got some competition here. Are you trying to take over my job there, Michael, are you?
Yeah.
Blatant, even. All right, what have we got coming up next?
We have Pearl Jam.
Yep.
From their song Smile.
Yep. Okay, let's go. And what have we got here? Backwards.
Hero, we sing now.
Okay. Good job. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next one. What have you got next for us, Michael?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, now I like her. Now she's a good one. Okay. All right. And the song?
The new song, Thank You.
Thank You.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, India.
And what have we got here?
High in L.A.
Michael.
It's not me.
High in L.A. High in L.A. High in L.A.
We're going to lock you up. Now, listen, didn't you tell me you had a reversal that was pro-drugs? I mean, that was anti-drugs?
Yep. That's on Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, that's it. Kurt Cobain. Drug people hassling him.
Kurt Cobain? Wasn't he a big heroin addict or something like that?
Apparently his reversal says so.
Okay, all right, let's hear it. Here we go. And what's this one say?
Heroin men leave.
Oh, yeah. And again. What do you think that one means, Mike?
It's like he's kind of telling people to leave me alone, you know? I don't want these drugs. Leave me alone.
And that's the message we should be sending out to everyone.
Well, he shot himself in the end, so I guess I never left him.
Now, listen, I was trying to move this into a positive note, and you come out with that. What am I going to do with you? All right, listen, you got one here on Smashing Pumpkins. That's a good one. I mean, you know, I spent 15 years of my career trying to get away from sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and in rock and roll music. And I spent my whole career trying to divorce myself from all this music and satanic messages, and you come along on the air, and you're going to undo my 15 years all in one fell swoop. But music is where it all started, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the whole thing started. Okay, so what have we got here? This is?
Through the Eyes of Ruby.
Right.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, let's run this.
Yeah.
And backwards.
I pass the piece.
Good, good. Oh, yeah, good reverse. You know, one thing I'm noticing with these reversals, besides their clarity, and some of these are exceptionally clear, is except for the some drug ones, but... and leave. I think that's clearly a message that we need to get out there as fast as we can. What else? What have you learned through doing all these, Michael? I mean, as you've done these reversals, what's been your thoughts?
Well, it's obvious that, you know, I play the clearest reversals that I find. And all the clear reversals are coming off the popular songs. I mean, everyone out there would probably know every one of these songs.
Right.
You know, and they're found off the popular songs.
So do you think there's any connection between the songs that make it big and the clarity reversals compared to those that don't make it big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these reversals are... We have to be hearing these reversals on an unconscious level, right?
Right.
And people and kids and all sorts of people out there listening to them, and they're hearing these on an unconscious level. And it's like we're buying these CDs and music unconsciously. You know,
based on the reverse phrases?
Yeah, I reckon.
Huh. Now, isn't that interesting? If a good recording studio artist was to pick up that,
yeah,
and they could start marketing the choose which songs to put out based on the reversals. That's an interesting concept, isn't it?
You could backmask reversals into music.
Backmask. What do you mean by backmask?
Put reversals that you find in the forward lyrics and have like a lyric playing reversals. I mean, that would be cool. Why don't people do that?
Explain that to me some more.
Like, find a reversal, like I pass the piece.
Right.
And you have some Christian people or something want to make a good song, and they could have the lyrics, I pass the piece.
And what, you're saying that the fact that it's a reverse phrase is going to have more influence?
Yeah, because we're hearing it on a soul level, on an unconscious level, and it's going to hit us straight away, isn't it?
Right.
I don't know, I'm just throwing out thoughts.
What's the overall trend you're finding in modern music? I mean, if there was a common theme above all else, what would that be, do you think?
Another word I hear backwards most of all is Lucifer.
Lucifer?
Lucifer.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to hear you say.
Well, that's what I hear, you know.
Okay.
And I think you put in your metaphor dictionary that people who run Lucifer are creative people.
Right, that's true.
And manipulative people.
Right.
And these people are getting out there their music easier than other people, I guess.
Right.
I'm hearing Lucifer a lot. Satan.
So we've still got the whole satanic messes in rock and roll business going on then?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, Michael, I didn't want to hear that. What artists would you suggest that people listen to who have the most positive, uplifting reversals?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That's it. I reckon we had the Pass the Peace.
Right.
I've got another one on him, the same uplifting stuff.
Right.
We haven't got that with us now, but he seems like a real nice guy.
Who's that?
I don't know his name. There you go, Eddie.
This is live radio as it happens, folks. What can I say? Do you have any advice for people out there who might be concerned that their teenagers, say some parents out there, who might be concerned that their teenagers are being influenced by these music? Do you have any advice to give to mums and dads?
Well, you can't do nothing about it because, you know, all of us are saying this stuff backwards. It's not just musicians, it's general public as a whole. So, you know, you can't stop it. It's out there all the time.
What a very good answer. So if the parents are getting angry at the kids or afraid of reversals in their music, then the kids are listening to the parents and getting the parents' reversal. Who's going to have the strongest influence, the parents' reversals or the music's reversals?
Probably the parents.
I would absolutely agree with you.
That's probably why they're most annoyed. It's because they can't handle their own issues and they're going to put it out in the music. And it's probably their reversals that are the worst of the lot.
I got to tell you, that absolutely is congruent with all the work that I've done working with kids and parents. I'll have parents bring me their messed up teenagers and say, "Here, David, fix them." So I'll do a family conference. I'll have mum, dad, and teenager. We'll tape them, go and do the rehearsals. And I tell you what, you know who's nearly invariably at fault? It's not the messed up teenager. It's the parents. It's the parents' rehearsals and the way they're bringing up their kids and their own unconscious attitude and own unconscious issues.
Yeah.
And it's about time as a society we start accepting responsibility, don't you think?
I agree.
Stop blaming the rock and roll artists and look into the mirror. And what do you see when you look in the mirror?
A very ugly face that we'd rather not look at, I guess.
You're a classic, Michael. You're a younger version of me. You're going to get in a lot of trouble as you get older. Let me see. You've got a song here that's a backmask song. Do you want to just tell you what this is all about?
Yeah, I made this song up myself. Just messing around on the guitar.
Oh, okay.
And it sounded cool.
So you've got, two tracks? One forwards and one backwards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's run it. Some talent there, young Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, very good job. Very good job. Okay. Well, we're going to have you on again probably in a couple of months. We'll have you on every couple of months to present some of the latest rehearsals on music. And maybe we can revive the old theme of playing rock and roll records backwards. Could be very, very exciting.
Yes.
Say goodbye to everyone, Michael.
See everyone.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. We have 1 hour yet to go. We're going to come back at the top of the hour with my guest, Dan Chinnock, who is the organizer of preparedness expos across the United States. I'm looking very forward very much to interviewing Dan. This is David John Oates. This is the Saturday night reverse speech edition of Sightings. We'll be back right after this.